Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph, Chulin 71. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin on the bottom of 70B of Ayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses how do we know from the Torah that a nevela, a carcass of a chaya is a undomesticated animal, that is, that there are some that are kosher, some that are non-kosher. So if we have the carcass of a nevela, a chaya, tahora, of a kosher animal, how do we know that it's still, if you touch it, that it transmits ritual impurity, tumah? So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you a braisa. I'm a Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan taught the following thing. Some say that there's a different version of the text, and it's Rabbi Nassan, but we'll go with Rabbi Yonasan, and that's what's in our printed Gemara. And he says, Namti, one time I said to Ben Azai, I was talking to Ben Azai, I said to him the following, Wamanu nivos behema tohora shemetame. We have learned in the Torah, in Leviticus 11:39, that if there's an animal that is a kosher, domesticated animal, and it's a carcass, that does transmit tumah. And we also learned about a nevelos behema tumea. If there's a non-kosher, domesticated animal, that is also transmits tumah. And nevelos chaya tumea, we know about a carcass of a chayav, of a wild, undomesticated animal, that also transmits tumah, because that's based upon the verse in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 2. But how do we know nivlas chaya tahora lo lamanu? If the carcass of an animal that is a chaya, undomesticated animal, that's kosher, where do we know that also transmits tumah? So Rabbi Yonasan continues, and he states, namely, that Ben Azai said to me, ko Holech al kapav b'kol hachaya ha'oleches. That he cites the verse from Leviticus chapter 11, verse 27, everything that walks on its hands, from every creature that walks, that shall be tameh. So we see from here, from the fact that it says b'kol, says Ben Azai, that's inclusive of even a chaya that is tahora, that is a kosher, that if it dies, if it's a carcass and it wasn't slaughtered, we say that it transmits tumah. So namtilo, so Rabbi Yonasan says, I responded to Ben Azai, how could we say that v'chinemar v'chol chaya? Do we say that the words v'chol are coming to include an animal, a chaya that is kosher? V'alo lo nemar elo b'chol chaya. It doesn't say v'chol with a vav. It says b'chol, inside the animal, which is with a bet. And that is coming to tell you, l'mahalche kapayim b'chaya hudasa. It's coming to tell you that if there is a creature that is inside the chaya, that is what transmits tumah. And that's referring to the fetus of a chaya. So it's not coming to tell us that a chaya tahora is also transmitting tumah, but it's to tell us that a fetus of a chaya tameah is also transmitting tumah. So when Rabbi Yonasan said this to Ben Azai, Ben Azai was stumped. So Ben Azai said to Rabbi Yonasan, Uma Yishmal Omer B'davar Azeh. What is your teacher? He refers to him as Yishmal because he wasn't Ben Azai's teacher yet. He says, what does your teacher Yishmal say about this matter? So Rabbi Yonasan said, I'll tell you what he said to me. Nam tilo. So Rabbi Yonasan says, I said to Ben Azai that this is what Rabbi Yishmal said to me. He cites the verse from Leviticus 11:39, V'chiyamos min ha-behema, when if any one of the animals will die, it says a behema, domesticated animal. But say the rabbi, says Rabbi Yishmal, zo behema tamea. That refers to a non-kosher domesticated animal. Asher hi lachem l'acha, that you would eat. That refers to a kosher animal. Lamanu, but then comes along Ben comes along Rabbi Yonasan and says, what does Rabbi Yishmal say? We've learned, and we're going to see this explicitly on 71a, chaya b'chol behema, v'behema b'chol chaya. We've learned that the laws of a chaya refer sometimes also are included within the laws of a behema, and the laws of a behema are included within the laws of a chaya. Chaya Torah b'kol behema tahora. So when the Torah refers to a behema Torah, it can also be inclusive of a chaya that's kosher. And chaya tamea b'kol behema tamea. When it refers to a non-kosher behema, it can also include with it a chaya Tamea as well. And also Behema Tamea Bechal Chaya Tamea and Behema Tahora Bechal Chaya Tahora. So basically what Rabbi Yoshmal is teaching, says Rabbi Yonasan, that included within the category of Behema is often a Chaya. And this applies to a kosher Behema and a non-kosher Behema. So it includes a kosher Chaya and a non-kosher Chaya. And so from there we see that that the Chaya Tahora, just like a Behema Tahora that was not slaughtered, transmits Tumah, so too a Chaya Tahora will transmit the Tumah. So when Rabbi Yonasan said this to Ben Azai said, Upuvashon hazeh amarli, that when I said this to Ben Azai responded, Chaval al Ben Azai, woes to Ben Azai. Lo shimesh at Rabbi Yishmael. Woe to Ben Azai that I have not served Rabbi Yishmael. That prior to this, Ben Azai referred to Rabbi Yishmael as Yishmael. He was just a colleague, but now that he had received one teaching from him, that as we learn in Perkei Avos, chapter 6, Mishnah 3, whoever receives one teaching from their teacher is as though they must call them Rebbe. They sarach in hogbo kavod. So he needs to treat him with honor. So what is he saying, Chaval ben Azai? So the teaching about this, as Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains in his Sichus Musar, is that when a great person cuts himself off and doesn't access a teaching that he could, it's not just a loss to him, but it's a loss to the entire world. As Rashi explains on 70b, Hafsed v'chaval hibolam, it's a loss for the entire world. So that's the chaval, the woe, not just to Ben Azai, but to the whole world. Because can you imagine if he had earlier access to teachings of Rabbi Yishmael, he could have brought them out to the whole world, and it was such a loss that he didn't access these teachings of Rabbi Yishmael. It was a great loss for the entire world.